Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down. Grab a fucking drink.
Been drinking.
Chubby baby drinking. Boners, dude.
DJ Clue now?
What?
Did you say something else before?
It was Welcome to Atlanta.
Oh, you're gross.
You don't remember all those old school Nelly songs and everything where DJ Clue
T-Bone Taylor's at it again, kids. T-Bone Taylor is at it again.
T-Bone.
Yo, check it. T-Bone Taylor in the
I'm
house.
I'm not T-Bone.
He says licking that ass was like a T-Bone shake.
I did it.
Still thinking about it.
I didn't mean
still
it like that. I meant it like a different way.
What?
Like what?
What other way?
Like that the butt would be rough like a T-bone steak.
But you were visualizing licking another man's asshole.
Yeah, because I thought that was the game. I thought that
was not that was not the game, Jared. That was not the game.
Yes, he said yes.
No, I didn't. No,
okay.
God.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Starting off real strong.
Yeah, strong like a T-bone Taylor.
We have sponsors.
That's Jared, though. That's Jared. That's how we start a podcast with Jared.
Man,
Ross, by the way, here in El Paso, brother.
I miss you guys. We'll be together tomorrow, actually, in Washington D.C.
We will
all be back together.
We won't be together tomorrow because this is next Tuesday's episode.
No, is it really?
Yeah, I'm coming in Wednesday.
But I'm coming in Wednesday.
We have one banked right now that launches tomorrow already.
You have one banked, Jared. We'll be in Washington, D.C. together holding hands. I don't want to hear it anymore. Yeah. We'll be holding hands in our nation's capital.
Don't you have a T-bone to lick or something?
Steph, I'm just saying. This is the third one that we have that's not released. We're already going to be home from D.C.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because to the audience at home, sometimes we coordinate in advance if we have to go out of town. We are going out of town to Washington, D.C. for a Black Tie Gala.
I sometimes get mad at you, Jared. Because you always remember shit, and I'm the worst at remembering shit.
He does, dude.
So it's like I'm mad.
He's got a memory like an elephant.
I'm mad that he's right.
You're like, you know, he's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jared knows everything.
Licking on T-bones over there.
I've licked like three T-bones. I've only licked three T-bones.
I'll take the over on that lie because I think you're lying about that.
He's starting out strong. Well, let's hit these sponsors and let's get into the weird shit. I love you, Jared.
Yeah, we will, because I'm sure Jared's got an oil painting of Cecil the Tiger from last year. Who got killed in Africa, hanging up somewhere in his house.
Hey, me and Evan made the greatest Cecil the Tiger, or he was a lion.
That was so funny.
Roddy Piper riding Cecil the Tiger. Piper riding Cecil was incredible.
That was the best, dude.
The best, dude. R.I.P. Roddy Piper. Big fan. Did his last sit-down interview with him in the world. You can find it on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
I might throw up on this one.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I'm sure you will. Hey, by the way, Jared, people want that France press. They want those made and shipped to their house. We keep getting a lot of pictures of those show up on the Drinking Bros podcast page on Facebook.
Dude.
Of them drinking France presses all over the world.
Dude, we need to make... You know what? I'm already going to text my guy right now. We need French presses. I'm texting right now.
Is that like a Mexican thing, your guy? You just have a your guy for every...
I got a guy for fucking everything, bro.
It's like, man, I need some more baby whites. Oh, let me text my guy. Like, what?
I got a bunch of guys, bro. They all do weird shit, bro. You know, bro. Come on.
I remember we were trying to get sex dolls for the movie. You were like, dude, I got a guy for that. I got a guy for those sex dolls, dude. Just give me a... And I was like, wait, what?
We needed dildos. And Rob was like, I got a guy. And I'm like, sure you do.
A box of dildos shows
Five
up.
5 days
bro.
Later, 13 dildos.
A box
dildos
full of 100 dildos.
A box of fucking dildos shows up.
I said,
I need big dildos. Dude, these are.
I mean obnoxious. You know, I didn't know that existed.
Here's the funny thing.
Well, I just saw him on the site once.
We know T-Bone Taylor.
I'm not T-Bone.
We know T-Bone. Yeah, his greasy little T-Bone fingers have been digging around.
What? You got a butt? Is it a girl butt or a guy butt?
It's a guy butt. Don't worry.
No, I don't want a guy butt.
It's a butt, bro.
All right, all right.
Too bad, Jared.
Let's knock some sponsors out after the
Let's dig it in. Hey, after that comment, let's call it in. Let's call in the Strike Force. Let's call in the StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Put down that can!
Put down the motherfucking can. Get yourself some Strike Force Energy. It comes in a packet. I need that shirt.
They need to make a shirt that says, Put down the can.
Put down the can, dude. I like how we're doing.
We need to figure out a cost analysis, too. If you were to buy two Monsters a day for a month or drink two Strike Forces.
But Strike Force is way more healthy. That's the thing, though.
Even more healthy, but against that.
Like, What's the cost separation?
Okay.
Because a Monster is fucking $2.80. Yeah.
Listen, I would say fuck cans unless they're Americans, Strike Force Energy. You know?
Yeah. A pack of Strike Force Energy is $9.99 for a box of 10.
You know who has a city with the name of cans? Fucking France.
Yeah.
Bro, you drink that.
Way to go, France press.
Hey, right now I'm taking
Here's the thing about Strike Force Energy. You can pour it inside a France press. You can pour it in water. You can pour it in soda. You can pour it in alcohol if you want to. It'll get you all amped up. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every fucking thing in there. I highly recommend a subscription. I got a subscription for it. It comes to my house once a month. I drink the shit out of it, and I just keep ordering more. They ship it anywhere in the world, too, for $6. So if you're in Iraq, Afghanistan, Sweden, France, wherever, they'll ship it to you. We love the Strike Force. Drink it every fucking morning, for
real. Strike Force!
Strike Force! The next one we got is an old friend of the show. It's a little home defense ammunition and arms dealership, if you will.
Pew, pew, pew. I wish a motherfucker would.
Yo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, TartarusOrdnance.com. TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. And they're selling guns now. So if you need some guns to put that ammo in, go to TartarusOrdnance.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. They'll give you 10% off. Dude, let's say you're buying a machine gun. I wonder if they give you 10% off that motherfucker. I bet you they would.
I believe they do. If you call them up and say that Rossi P with the fucking big dick daddy sent you and the potato dick Rocco, I think you get it.
Yeah, it's a big.
Yeah.
It's not that big. It's just thick.
Man,
it's so gross.
I love it.
Now we got Tug.com. We got a little movie out, kids. It's called Range 15. Stars a beautiful young man who is figuring out life. Kidding. It stars Matt Best. He's blowing away zombies. A lot of fucked up shit happens. I think
you kill more zombies in that movie than I do, Ross. And we won't say what your role is quite yet. But you actually kill more.
I was really glad that I got zombies to carry around a bear trap attached to a chain.
Yeah, you always wanted.
Yeah,
that.
Hey, it was. You want to tell script. The audience what gun that was specifically, Jared?
The one that I carried.
Yes,
I carried the SR-25 from Lone Survivor. And it was used in Lone Survivor and American Sniper.
Yeah,
yes.
You did.
Yes.
And it was the actual prop gun. So yes. Jared used it.
I'll give a shout out to ISS, man.
ISS.
They are
ISS for hooking us up with those weapons.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Carl Weska. No, I've got something in my mouth. So I'm trying to spit it out. Carl Weska.
Do you have a T-Bone Taylor in your mouth right now? Is that we can't talk?
I got a little dry. I got a little Montreal steak seasoning in there for that T-Bone.
Yes.
So
yes.
go to tug.com, T-U-G-G.com. Type in your zip code. Range 15 is playing in over 500 cities. This is the last week for tickets, so get them. Movie's opening nationwide on June 15th.
Hey! And this is your only chance to see it in theaters. It's not going to be sitting around in theaters for a while.
If you want to see it, you got to see it in theaters because the fucking sound is better in theaters.
Sounds like fucking Transformers up in the.
God, I love it.
Seriously, it's the one shot that will be actually in theaters. And so, if you want to watch the film, watch it in theaters. It's a completely different experience from what you're going to get and stand at home on your shit.
Yeah, don't watch it on your iPhone 4S. You know what I'm saying? Like, go and sit in a theater like a fucking American and enjoy yourself.
It's not a mobile device movie. It's a theatrical movie, you know?
A lot of people are calling it the movie of the summer. A lot of people are calling it the movie of the summer.
I've actually heard a lot of people say that. I've heard a lot of people say that.
There's love, and there's killing, there's everything.
I heard one guy recently say that it was a family film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Hooters saying they're a family restaurant. Okay,
my sons
but
love
they
it.
Are.
My sons
they
love
are.
It
because their sons are sons.
They'll give you the tank top off their back in Hooters if you have enough Coke on you. They'll do it. They'll do whatever you want in Hooters.
Oh, shout out to Hooters!
Shout out to Hooters!
I've never done Coke.
Yeah, they're not a sponsor, but they should be. God damn it! And by the way, if you're going to see Range 15 in theaters, let's say they don't serve there. Why don't you bring in a flask of Leadslinger's whiskey? There's nothing like seeing real life Leadslinger's on screen and drinking it right out of your fucking pocket while you're watching the greatest movie of all time. Range 15 and Leadslinger's
coming in your mouth. Wait, what?
Wait, who?
I imagine that would taste racy.
Ew. Ew. God damn, you're so gross.
What? That's really funny, Jared. That's actually really funny.
It is.
Nice little dig in there.
If it came in my mouth, I'd become a racist. I don't know.
What?
You don't remember the stuff against Hulk Hogan because he was.
You got to be up on pop culture there.
You can't cat, dude.
Yeah, you really do.
You got to watch what you say.
That was a contemporary
Jared, speaking of coming in your mouth, there's a lot of that in At Night She Cries. While he rides his steed.
Coming in your mouth.
The first ever romance great novel for dudes. That's the best segue of all time. Oh, for the greatest book of all time.
It's probably the best book of all time.
It is. It's a little piece of literature that'll bring you to your knees. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh on every single page. And it might even get your wife pregnant. I don't care if she's 60. She'll get pregnant.
Ooh.
Go out and get At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed on Audible, Amazon, bookstores everywhere, and enjoy the fuck out of yourself. Get it in hardback. There's illustrations. Man, and on that note, this is our Memorial Day episode, fellas.
No way, dude. So dead,
yeah,
dude.
This is the big one. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're going to Washington, D.C. to screen the movie. We're going to Walter Reed Hospital first to screen the movie. And then the following evening, we're at the GI Film Festival screening the movie. But I guess I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about, one, what Memorial Day means to you, and two, what's it like having a movie play and you're all starring in, you came up with, you helped finance it on your own. It's financed by veterans, for veterans, and now you get to take it to Walter Reed Hospital. That's got to be a surreal experience.
Yeah, I think to start that, man, Alex and I on Memorial Day will have a video going up, and the whole crew is a part of this thing. But it's kind of – it speaks to what we think about what Memorial Day is. And unfortunately, I think a lot of like – not necessarily civilians. I don't want to subject that to them. But people often take Memorial Day as like a Veterans Day thing.
Right.
Memorial Day is it's about sacrifice, and it's about who's played the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy every single day. So I think anybody in the military, it's probably for me one of the biggest days because all of us and anybody along the way, you lost a lot of friends. And it's kind of why we live life every day in their respect and their honor. And it's a super important day, and not only a day, but how you should live the other 364 days out of that year, you know?
That's exactly it. You can't just fucking...
Yeah, Rocco, for you, what's that like going to be sitting in Walter Reed watching this movie?
Slightly emotional, man. And I'm like the emotional fucking dude, you know what I mean? Where so... Oh, man. Those guys in Walter Reed, man, they've been through a lot, so it's going to be a fucking nice and emotional event, and it's going to be... It's an honor for us to be there.
Yeah, it's a humbling experience.
For them to want us to be there, and we said that from the get-go too.
We said, if we're doing a screening in D.C. the day before, we're going to do it at Walter Reed. They can see it first.
So it's going to be insane. Yeah. And I'm sure emotional, and it's going to be a great experience.
Yeah, you know, the thing I love about you guys is you stay true to your word, and you guys screen this for all the troops first before going out to theaters. And it's really cool. Jared shot an awesome video the other day. Where were you, Jared, when you shot that video of all the reactions?
We were out at Camp McGregor.
Camp McGregor.
which
McGregor.
It's in New Mexico. It was funny because Matt had posted the new video on Friday that was the hipster one. So normally when we do something like that where we're really fucking with hipsters or we're making fun of somebody, I'll check the inbox because I just like to fuel the fire if somebody's writing in angry and like, I'm going to find out where you work and tell your boss that you're a dick and everything. I love that. It's like, oh cool. Yeah, yeah, you should. You should tell my boss. Here's his phone number. and no kidding, I see this message that this kid just says, hey, we're all stuck out at McGregor. I know exactly where McGregor is because I was stationed
an hour from where we are here
yeah,
in El Paso.
And we're the Virginia National Guard. We're an infantry battalion. And we're going to deploy before it hits theaters. Is there any possible way that we could watch it? And I sent him my email. I immediately sent my email. I said, hey, email me the details directly and we'll see what we can do. And this kid did it right. Like out of everybody that does that has tried to reach out to us or everything, it's kind of like every time we get an email or something in, we look for certain things like politeness, professionalism.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Well, not being a fucking jackass or anything.
Well, they're not like, hey, we want you to rent a theater. It was super feasible, which means they're like, when they wrote back, they're like, hey, we'll have a theater.
Well,
we'll get the troops there. All we need is the movie and you guys. So it's like, fuck yeah, that's
soldier
super
wrote,
easy for us.
And then immediately after getting the soldier's email, I get an email from his XO, like somebody in his chain of command.
Executive
that
officer.
That says, hey, I'm in this guy's chain of command. He notified me that he's talking to you. Hey, this entire fucking company are fans of you guys. This would mean the world to them. I will do all the logistics. I will get you a room. I will find you a place to show this. If you guys take the time out of your day to come here, we will make sure that it's amazing. And it was like those back-to-back emails. It was like, all right, fuck yeah, I'm going the extra mile. We're gonna figure out how to make this happen. And so we got on the phone and we coordinated it. And no kidding, these guys found us a goddamn
awesome
movie theater with a beautiful
awesome
fucking surround sound system and a Blu-ray projector and Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
And we walked in and we gave the Blu-ray. We talked about the movie beforehand. And every one of these soldiers knew exactly about the project and everything. And that was the best screening to up to this point for us.
It was super cool to see, like, the National Guard guys, too. So they're, like, these professionals and whatever right they're doing, but then also serving the country. I fucking love that kind of shit. Just, it was awesome, man. Super
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, that was my favorite so far because, one, you had 120-odd seats filled with guys in uniform.
Yeah.
And they were just
amped to be there. Yeah. It's so cool.
And they were loving, like they, on their own, without any prep from us or anything, they would cheer at the major jokes. Like, they would just start cheering, like, thank you. Thank you for finally saying this in a movie.
Yeah. It was great.
That's awesome, man. The video was oddly emotional. Like, it was, you could tell that they really enjoyed it, and it seemed like, you know, finally you made something for the military community. So yeah,
the humor in our community is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, and we also had an ODA team in the back, a special forces
yeah.
team.
Damn.
So these are all guys that are over 30 years old, that have been in the military for a long time, that are now a specialized unit. And even them, I got a text today that said, bro, we can't stop talking about this. We can't stop quoting it. We haven't even watched it enough to quote it enough, so we're just trying to remember everything.
Fuck yeah.
That's great. Man. people will understand what that is soon. Very, very soon. And by the way, who's coming with me to see Ford's Theater on Friday?
I'll come
Friday.
With you.
Yeah, we should all go. I mean, yeah. That should be where our album cover is shot.
Can we? No. Let's rap the new song at Ford's Theater.
Oh,
wait
my
a
God.
Minute. What song? What song?
Oh, my God.
Take your pants
Take
off.
Take your pants off.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Right?
Jared, if you bring a camera,
right.
dude.
I'm
this
down.
Might be crazy.
I'm down.
Yeah, you got it. You got
I'm
it.
I'm down. I'm down.
Oh, my God. If
no,
we did it at
bitch
Ford's
I operate.
Theater. Oh, yeah.
You
shit.
Just sang Bitch I Operate.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But we have
might be
to
crazy.
Believe. I don't want to live this life without my
dude at Ford's Theater.
At
do you
Ford's
think we
Theater.
Could pull that off, Ross?
Fuck it, let's do it.
What's that?
You think we would be able to film something in there?
on the exterior or the interior, if you like, if you have like a 5D or a 7D with you around your neck and they think you're a photographer, absolutely. You'll be able to pop off a couple shots.
Dude, if we just, just a couple quick inserts of
I think I'd rather have just us on camera saying, Lincoln's box seats, motherfucker.
Yo, Lincoln's box seats.
Right outside Ford's Theater,
That's brutal and awesome.
We about to carry their bodies out, foo. Bring the 5D or 7D. You can get in there with it for sure.
I'll bring your shirts too.
And then the awesome thing about that is everybody listens to the podcast and be like, oh shit, they really did it. They really did it when they see the video.
Which one are we gonna do? We're
gonna see a lot of people at this DC premiere. Me myself alone, I have almost 50 of my friends that bought tickets.
Wait until we get to LA. Wait until we get to LA. Yeah, that's my weird.
I got a weird list. I need to send you.
That's my weird list. Yeah, I got.
Well, we have a website. You guys can load your own for the tickets.
Because I have a lot more to add now.
Yeah, there's a website that keeps track.
My high school jumped on board now all of a sudden. Yeah, and I was prom king.
Give me some tickets. I need 25 tickets.
You're good.
Cool.
There's 400, bro. Need to know how many. Nick needs to tell us how many people bought those seats.
Yeah.
And once we
know, we're good. Because my list right now is probably at same 25.
Yeah.
I'm at it like a 40.
In LA?
Yeah.
In LA?
Yeah.
How the fuck? This motherfucker.
Jared knows like the oddest people on the planet.
Yeah, dude. The people he invites is probably a tranny.
No.
Several prostitutes. A pimp smacking the fuck out of some bitches.
It'll be full of Uber drivers is what it's going to be.
The fucking stewardess on our flight.
You're right. I forgot about that. God damn.
You actually put them on there?
Yeah. This motherfucker. Because she emailed me. She was like, hey, I really want to go.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Jared. Dude, I got high school kids coming in here, dude. And you got fucking weirdos you just meet on the street.
I got cousins, bro. I'm from SoCal,
dude. He's got Uber drivers, bro.
Yeah, the Uber whole front row is going to be full of Uber drivers.
Just drop us off. No, I need to park.
I'm
on the
list. Is this going down? My mom's wondering. Is this going down?
It's going down,
so
dude.
So that's the day of the premiere, but early morning, we're going to be filming this.
Either we do it that way or we sit through the premiere.
I don't think so.
And you and I sit... Shoulder to shoulder.
You gotta do it.
Mom left, mom right.
I think we do it at my mom's house.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Sitting next to
it. Oh, that'd be so good. You've got to shoot your mom's reaction.
Weston, he said he'll bring the production crew to do it.
Dude, let's just do it at the house.
So, yeah, Rocco and I are going to film our moms watching Range 15, and our moms are amazing humans, but very conservative.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My mom is like, Vinny, you better bring a suit when you come to LA because you're going to go to church. I'm like, a suit? A fucking suit?
I have a fucking suit.
A goddamn suit for church?
Hey, we got to figure out what we're wearing. Are we going to really dress like the fucking baseball players?
Wait, you already know what I'm wearing.
Well, yeah, you're good.
You already know what I'm wearing.
But me, Ross, and Matt, can we dress
LA?
Like the baseball players?
LA. I'm wearing the Rock.
Yeah,
the Rock's 80s outfit.
And everybody wants some. Can we dress? I want to wear that mesh cutoff jersey and the fucking shorts.
I'm down. What are we dressing as for the premiere?
I'll just go as Riley, my hipster character, and never break character for the whole 3 hours of the premiere. This movie is like super offensive.
Super offensive.
There's going to be a lot of press there. So if you show up in, that's going around the world.
Ross,
that's going to be hilarious.
I'm cool with that.
I'm down.
I
mean, Caitlin really wants me to wear an autographed O.J. Simpson jersey.
Oh, my God. Could you get one?
She already found
she
one
found
for $500
one online,
bucks.
Dude.
She was like, I'll buy
she's
this
a,
if you said that you'll wear this.
She's a fucking gangster, dude. She's like, dude. You want that? Done.
Please, dude, to the L.A. premiere, that would be fucking genius.
I'm going to have her buy it, then.
Pull up in a white Bronco, too.
Fuck it. Just buy a white Bronco.
That wasn't even my idea. She was like, what are you wearing to the Elwood premiere? I go, I don't know. She goes, you need to get an autographed OJ jersey.
She's so fucking funny, dude. She's so fucking funny, bro. God,
that's really fucking funny. That's really like underground funny, too, where you're like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly,
man.
Exactly.
Like really like sly funny.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is, dude. That's why it's even more funny, dude.
Oh, please, 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 Jared. I'm begging you to do that. Like, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Right now, I have
because that way on the red carpet, you can turn and be like, dude, what's more appropriate for the most offensive movie ever made than an O.J. Simpson signed jersey?
In Los Angeles. In Los Angeles.
Dude, hey, this is a testament right here. The last thing that she texted, because I just texted her, I said, hey, buy the O.J. jersey. The last thing she texted me was just, relationships are just two people constantly asking each other what they want to eat until one of them dies.
Yeah.
That and what do you want to watch on Netflix?
She is so fucking funny. God damn it, man. Goals, bro.
Goals.
The answer, though, with you, Jared, is everything. Like, yeah. You'll hit anything, anytime. Everything. Like, it's like, whatever.
So, what do you
Chinese?
Want? That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I constantly eat for 4 years now. I say, I don't care as long as it's edible. And even being edible is like kind of shaky in my book.
If it's styrofoam painted like a hamburger, I'll eat it.
If it's a chewed up T-bone, you still might eat it, you know?
Ew.
I don't like T-bones.
T-bones.
I don't like T-bones.
That's Jared.
That's Jared.
That's Jared.
Hooey.
So gross.
So, yeah, we're going to take some pictures from Ford's Theater. In Lincoln's actual box seats, and we'll post that on our Facebook fan page. Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you, because I was going to text you this, but I might as well ask it since we're here. What the fuck are we wearing in Washington?
It has to be cocktail attire. I got to go buy
something.
It's black tie.
It's not black tie.
Nick is wearing a tux. I'm wearing a suit without a tie. I don't wear suits with ties. So as long as you have like good looking.
I have stuff.
Yeah, you should wear stuff.
God damn it!
I got a custom guy that
you
comes.
You have to wear a suit. Dude. I got just a guy. Wear, like, nice
hey, do you
attire.
Want my guy to come in town? I'll call him. He flies in town. Yeah, and
another guy.
Another fucking guy.
He would have to do it tomorrow.
I got a suit guy. Okay, well he's not.
Yeah, you got a suit guy.
Never mind. But I got a suit guy.
God,
dude, he's amazing.
You're so Puerto Rican. This is the Puerto Rican.
This is the Puerto Rican side.
I've got the guy.
I opened my fucking jacket. He's like, you want fucking condoms, bro?
I got condoms. I know a guy.
Ross, what are you wearing to DC? I know a guy.
What are you wearing to DC?
I'm wearing a cocktail time. I'm gonna wear a probably Hugo Boss black suit, sexy as fuck.
Nice,
you know,
dude.
Cool. I'm not gonna tell you the color of my suit, but I'm gonna be banging.
I got a custom. I got a custom going. I got a custom two piece. Different.
Jared Taylor, if you remember, if you remember correctly, Jared Taylor said, and I quote, "Man, I can't wait for the premiere of this movie. I'm gonna wear mess dress."
Yeah, you said.
What happened to that, Jared?
Oh, dude.
What happened to that?
Have you seen him? Have you seen him?
I know.
Do you not fit in it?
He bought running shoes and hasn't ran yet. I'm not lying.
No,
am I lying? I'm not lying.
Mess dress would take, like, first off, there's not an Air Force base here, so it takes, like, two steps. You have to go get measured, and then you have to go pick it up. And the closest Air Force
Jared,
base is
Jared, you knew
miles.
When this premiere was.
You
knew when
the,
this premiere
you,
was.
You wore it to the ball here in El Paso.
Yeah, but I lost that uniform.
What?
Yeah.
You know him, bro.
I left it on a Delta flight.
Oh, God.
Did you really?
In the hangar. I lost my whole thing.
Yeah, but I'm sure you made friends with a stewardess. Can't you just text her and have her ship it to you?
Dude, I lost a uniform. It sucks. I don't have a dress uniform. But anyway.
Holy shit.
I didn't want to wear mess dress unless I was down at like a solid 200. Like, I don't want to look like a fucking dipshit in fucking a dress uniform.
Yeah, you're nowhere near 200, right?
I'm at like 215 right now.
He's at a two squeaky.
Too squeaky.
Yeah. he'll fit in when you
put
a
You know what I remember that I do have is what? I have what? My...
the jeans you bought that one day?
No.
Remember that shit?
Just dressed like a... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He bought jeans, didn't know his own size, didn't fit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I have my sheriff outfit from the wedding.
No.
Yeah, I could wear that.
Hey, listen.
That's nice looking.
Let's go to Men's Warehouse and just get you suited up.
You got to do something decent.
I can't dress like a cowboy.
No, you got to take shit serious once in your life.
Let's get suited up. Let's
get
suited up.
Are you serious?
Once in your life.
They're cool there, man. They'll hook you up.
We'll see.
And yeah,
and next
DC.
Time, I got my guy.
Okay.
You shut up, too. I love it.
There isn't like a Mexican warehouse here.
Because DC is like a nice thing. Like the LA premiere, it's LA. You can dress however you want, you know?
I had a friend ask me if she could dress like a zombie.
I would like to see that signed OJ Simpson jersey.
I'm gonna have Caitlin pull the trigger on that.
Hey, is Evan gonna dress as Nicole?
Nicole who? Oh,
oh, that's so funny.
That's funny. That OJ's wife.
Oh God.
It's just
that's all we get.
That's all. That's it's just the two of you guys.
Super weird.
We can find all the pictures on /... OJ's jersey.
OJ's jersey.
That's an old joke, but a goodie.
It's an old joke, but a goodie,
my man. Is Evan coming? Evan's coming to the premiere, right?
Evan's coming to DC. I think Evan will actually make it there for Walter Reed.
Oh, great. Is he coming to LA as well?
Probably.
Hey, here's kind of cool. We hit 200,000 on fucking Instagram today.
Oh, did we just hit 200?
Oh, no shit.
We did 200,000. Nice.
Did we look right now?
Article 15 on
God damn it.
You liar. You
fuck,
you
dude.
Big I you got a guy liar.
Well, my dick was hard.
Hey, we hit a million on the podcast. We hit a million downloads on iTunes.
Here's the crazy thing.
The third fastest ever in iTunes history.
We are the third fastest ever in iTunes history. That's insane, dude.
Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, hey, you know what else is insane? This is episode 50, by the way.
Oh shit.
We were supposed to have
the Golden Sombrero.
We were going to do something special for 50, dude.
Here's the cool thing, man. Like, a lot of people don't know us. Our world knows us, right? Like, our guys know us. Third fastest fucking podcast download to fucking a million. That's insane, dude.
Good times, man.
A million downloads.
These records, though, they're weird. It's like we hear them, and then it's almost like we need to start making plaques for each one.
You know how many we've already
Billboard,
destroyed? Yeah, we've destroyed a lot of little fucking...
I've had musicians that have been musicians for 30 years of their life, like... I will never even get close to Billboard. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, dude. I've had guys not text me back that are in the music industry. Yeah. Like, fuck you, bro.
That was awkward.
Yeah, awkward. Like, awkward. We've been friends for years, and you don't text me back because you're embarrassed.
I sent my one music friend about the Bitch I Operate song, and it was just like, cool, man. Yeah, it sounded good, bro. And he's like,
I got critiques.
Oh, fuck.
Like, yeah, it's all right. Like, fuck you, bitch. We fucking topped.
Yeah.
That's weird, funny. Dude. Haters be haters,
we
dog.
We sat in a number one spot for 3 weeks.
We're not music guys, and we're still going to destroy the music world.
Why? Because T-Bone Taylor's got it.
You know what, though? It's the one place that... The sad thing is we do have to deal with a lot of people fucking ripping us off.
I know.
All the time.
Dude, there's a guy right now on iTunes that still has Bitch Operate. You know that, right?
And pulling into the music world is where those others cannot keep their head above water.
I know. There's very few that can do that. Very few. Insane. Insane.
It is insane. So, hey, cheers to you guys. Happy 50. Happy 50.
Cheers,
you
guys.
Know?
Cheers, boys. Ooh, cheers. We're definitely fucking all trash right now, which is insanely fun.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. You know?
We're going to eat tacos later. We're going to eat tacos next.
Oh, tacos?
Dude, I made some bomb tacos last night.
Did you?
Hell yeah. Mm.
Matt, are you eating shells or are you just eating meat? What are you doing?
For what?
Diet wise. Are you you got shells on those tacos? You going straight meat?
No, I usually do corn tortillas, and the way that I do the tortillas, as Rocco would say, I put like garlic and virgin olive oil, and then I spread it on there a little bit and grill them. So a little bit of carbs, but it's not bad. You know?
I'd pack a bunch of salami and Doritos a tortilla, and then I eat that with mustard.
Oh,
hey, Matt,
God.
Hey, you guys, Matt eats very well. Matt eats healthy.
You do eat. You do eat well, Matt.
I'm a good eater. I eat like an asshole.
I'm a good eater.
I'm actually,
I get all my carbs from liquor, so.
I'm about to be sponsored by a meal prep company that just started, so we'll see how that goes.
No shit.
I'd like to buy from them.
So they're called Regiment Meals. So I'll hit them. I'll let you know. Regiment Meals in military guys, right? Veteran dudes. And so they're going to start shipping it out. They're from California. And when we were in L.A., they hit me up. And so
cool. They're
going to start sending it out here, and we'll see how that goes. I'm on the cutting plan, so we'll see.
Can I get on the bulking plan?
They do have a bulking plan.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah, they do. So, hey, you want to get on that? I'll let them know. I'll give you your info. Jared,
I'm feeling pretty good.
Is there a beach muscles plan that they got that just grows
slender
your butt face?
Not for guys with big dicks.
Yeah, your dick's too big.
Man,
it's always
a hindrance.
I'm gonna hit up the artist that did that that picture of Rocco fucking that dude. I'm gonna hit up the artist that.
Oh,
drew
the artist. Okay, thank
the picture
you.
Of Rocco fucking the dude.
Like,
and I really,
who did I fuck?
I really want a nice cartoon like in that style of Ross just laying in a hammock, hugging his own giant dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's not like his best friend.
He's got a great look on his face.
No, he's reading at night. She cries, and he's cuddling. He's cuddling the dick.
He's hugging a dick that's as wide as his own torso.
Yeah, he's the big spoon to his own dick.
I love that idea.
And the two of us are reading at night. She cries while he rides
his
Steve together.
Like, imagine, like that cuddle pillow. Instead of that, it's like your dick.
Yuck.
That photo that Tax Suit made us, the bitch
dude.
I operate,
I love that dude.
Like, I want to have that printed and framed for my bathroom.
I'm going to put that in my own house, too.
My bathroom.
Yeah, I might do
that. I think that's bathroom.
If you're going to go to that one place, let me know. I'm going to do the same. I'll get that, too. I want that in my house.
I love that.
I want it. Oh,
yeah. Send it to me. And again, we should get a wall of plaques for all of our achievements.
It's funny because like no one knows what we do. Like, fuck you. We've destroyed you and you and you. Like, hey, little Dickie. Yeah, we beat you, bitch.
Yeah.
And we love you, but we beat you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Piano Man in a fucking random bar in fucking
yeah.
Fort Killeen, Texas.
Whoever the fuck you are, like, Piano Man, who used to run that fucking place. You lose, we win. Fuck you. We got hilarious. That too. That
he
plaque.
Was such an uppity fucking bitch about that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Freebird, we got that too, bitch.
Yeah. We normally don't let people play this song, but...
We'll let Matt Beth play Freebird, and the whole goddamn crowd fucking crowds the whole damn fucking stage. That was,
fun,
that was amazing.
Dude. That was fun.
Yeah, but that is the one way to piss off a fucking paid musician is to get the entire attention of the bar. Yeah. And that's when I was playing live. That's why I chose to play Irish music, because I was never background noise. People were so into the yelling curse words and raising your mugs at different points. And like once they got used to the show, it was never just you're never just banging on a guitar and singing while everybody else is trying to talk. Everybody's engaged in the show. And I loved that part of it. Like the minute you become just background noise while everybody's drinking, that's gay. So if you walk into a bar and say, hey, can I borrow your shit for a minute? And they're like, yeah, man, I'm on a break. And then you steal the attention of the entire fucking bar for 2.5 to 4 to 9 minutes for Freebird. And it's just like they hate it. It's like, God.
It's a hard thing. I mean, being a musician when you're playing local bars, I could see that when you have an asshole come up. Like, that's when I didn't want to ask when I played Freebird, just because it was like, I've been in that position before. It's like, it's super annoying. So, you know, you just got to go with it. And you get drunk and have fun.
But
know?
We tagged him on Instagram. He probably saw.
He was nice. Those guys were actually pretty nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
We should do a karaoke live one night on Drinking Bros podcast page and sing.
Russ, we're at the point where we could design a musical show, and we could.
I'm actually working on the comedy show.
Really?
On the comedy show. I'm thinking August, September.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna fly you out here, Ross. You're gonna be hosting the comedy show, the veterans, all veterans comedy show, and you're gonna be hosting it.
I'd love to. I'd love to be there for that. That'd be great.
AVCS. AVCS. Who's been to AVCS?
I've never been to AVCS. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All Veterans Comedy Show.
Hey.
All Veterans Comedy. Hey.
Well, you just created it. And it's like, Derek.
Yeah, I'm not doing there comedy. There it is. AVCS. Hey, maybe we could do a live.
With me. We'll just do a duel.
So Derek's doing his own.
We could do a live podcast afterwards.
Exactly. So I'm doing my stand up. Jared will do his stand up, and then unless you don't want to, and then Matt and Jared and I will sit on the stage and do music stand up.
It's music stand up.
Music
comedy. Just like we used to do
sit
in the living room.
Music comedy.
Like, we would make people fucking
right.
die.
And then we will close it out like that with a group of us music comedy, and then from there we go to a live podcast.
Wait, can Ross and I be the MCs.
You guys will just have your faces on the posters because no one else will show up unless you guys are there.
Ross and I are good MCs together.
That'd be fun. And we can try and bring in one other big.
I want Brian Callen. Brian Callen.
We need veterans comedy guys.
Okay.
So
if you're a veteran out there,
Bobby Henlein. Yeah.
If he would message me back,
what other comedy
guys? Message that fucker.
Anyone else? If you're a veteran that were interested in doing this comedy show with us here in El Paso. Let us know, man. Reach out to us.
We'd love to help support you guys.
It'd be fun. So I think August, September, I'm already talking to some of the comedy guys out
here.
Fuck
yeah.
We're good to go, man.
That'd be awesome, man. That'd be fucking great.
Oh, that'd be fun as shit.
And on that note, let's get to the drinking bro of the week, if we can. Jared, I'm going to ask you what these initials are for the audience. Do you know what LTJG is?
LTJG?
Lieutenant Junior Grade, yeah. Yeah, it's Navy.
What?
That's Navy.
What? Okay, so this goes out to LTJG Nick Bradshaw.
Okay. Lieutenant Junior Grade Nick Bradshaw.
I'm gonna.
Yes.
Can I add one?
Nick Bradshaw. On this day 30 years ago, he was tragically lost his life in the back of a plane that was being flown by Lieutenant Pete Mitchell.
Pete Mitchell
survived.
Yeah, I do.
Nick
I know exactly
Nick Bradshaw.
What
Yeah. Nick Bradshaw.
Let Jared take over. He knows the story.
No. This was a major mishap in history. There was a malfunction. Well, first it was, you know, they were doing maneuvers, and it was during a training cycle as well.
Yeah.
And they had crossed into the wash of another plane. And what that does is it flames out the engine. So when you come off the exhaust and those intakes that are sucking in air. Suck in exhaust, it's nothing but CO2 or carbon monoxide.
Okay. Right.
So it flames it. It extinguishes it.
And it goes.
Yeah. So you lose both motors, and your plane just is fucked at that point.
Wow.
And so
reignite.
So you're
No.
So you're dead stick. Because
you're still spinning so fast.
Fuck. Too much
air. There's no way to kind of recover that. So when they went to eject, their rate of descent was like forward, but their ass was down.
Yeah.
Like this. So as it blew the canopy up, Mitchell went straight into the canopy and was killed.
Fuck.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, because
Nick Bradshaw was the one who hit the canopy.
Bradshaw, yeah, I'm sorry. So I'm pretty sure it's back first, because if you go front first, the back guy will get burned.
Okay.
So it's always back first. And he got fucked up.
Damn it, shit, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Yes, and so Nick Bradshaw is survived by his wife and his son, and it says here that their favorite song as a family was "Great Balls of Fire."
Yeah,
hell yeah.
So to Nick Bradshaw.
Cheers to that, man.
Cheers, man. Cheers to
Nick Bradshaw,
Ross, an American hero, man.
Ross, you mind if I give a good shout out to my cousin, man? He's a huge fan. He's been fucking promoting the fuck out of Range 15 in Arizona, Miguel Vargas. This guy, you guys met him. He was at my house. He's a big
dude.
Nice.
Yeah,
dude. The guy,
He's
super fan. Big fan of what we do. He listens to every single podcast. He always messaged me about like how funny it was. He's a stud. Good kid out of Arizona. He's doing his thing. So Miguel Vargas, hey, brother, I appreciate you, cuz. I love you, man.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Cheers, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And
we got something to close out, Ross.
A special for Memorial Day.
Go for it, brother.
Yes. Please do.
Look at you with the harmonica over there.
Yeah.
Emotional as fuck, dog. Emotional as
fuck.
That
was fucking awesome. Like, you can't see it because I'm in Wilmington. I got a little caught up in that.
Yeah, like, hey, I got the chills on that motherfucker, dude. Nipples are hard. God damn, dude.
Yeah, man. And I got one for Memorial Day for the OGs. A guy named Charles Goh wrote in. He asked if we could dedicate the Memorial Day to his grandfather, who was a Navy frogman in the 40s and 50s, underwater EOD instructor, and then served as a CIA paramilitary agent in the 60s.
Wow.
He was killed on a mission in 1964.
God damn.
Wow.
Is that Vietnam?
I know.
God damn.
That's old.
That's getting into the pre-Vietnam.
Does that mean he has a star on the wall?
He's getting the intelligence star on the CIA headquarters wall.
Badass.
And Charles says he thinks that only 63 people have that honor so far.
Very few.
His name was Marcel René Gooch. Go. So that's cool. This one's for the Gooch on my side. You got anybody mad on Memorial Day?
Love it.
You got anybody mad on Memorial Day?
Fucking everybody that's fucking paid the ultimate sacrifice, bro. I'll throw that one out, you know?
That's it, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Nothing but respect.
Cheers.
And love, dude.
I got one,
nothing
man.
Nothing but respect.
Hey, Devin Peguero, man. He was killed in training. A stud motherfucking kid.
Your boy,
kid.
Man. Your boy.
That was one of my closest friends. And Devin, I haven't forgot you, bro. I'm going to fucking bring your fucking story to light soon. Love you, bro.
Hell
awesome.
Yeah.
Cheers. Well, hey, to all the drinking bros and bro outs out there listening, we hope you have a happy and safe Memorial Day. We love you. Thanks for joining us twice a week. And for Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Vincent Vargas, a.k.a. Rocco, Jared T-Bone Taylor, I am Ross Patterson, and we are out of here. Good night, everyone.
Love you guys. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you guys. Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.